Hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and Andrew Farley. I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome your phone calls right now at 844-322-2742. If it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, it is the live broadcast, and we want to hear from you. 844-322-2742 in the U.S. and in Canada. Give us a call right now. The lines are open. It is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. You know, Basic Gospel really starts with Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus? And Jesus asked that question of his disciples as he was going about the countryside. He was creating quite a buzz, quite a stir about who he was, and people were talking. People were speculating about the identity of Jesus. Some were even wondering, could this be the Messiah? And then he turned the question on his disciples, who do you say that I am? And Peter stood and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And that wasn't just information that he had come to through his own reason and logic. That was revealed information. God the Father revealed that to him. So who is Jesus? Well, he is God. That's who Jesus is. He is God in human flesh. He is both fully God and fully man. He said, I and the Father are one, John 10:30. And it's a really clear, simple statement. Now, when he said that, the Jewish leaders that heard him say it picked up stones to stone him. And Jesus said, why are you doing this? And they said, it's not because of any of the good works that you've done, but because you, a mere man, are claiming to be God. So they heard Jesus loud and clear. He claimed to be God. Why? Because he is God. That's who Jesus is. Now, why am I talking about this today? Well, there was a research or a survey that was conducted. It was commissioned by Ligonier Ministries, and it was conducted by Lifeway Research, a very reputable firm. And one of the questions that they ask is this, or one of the statements that they put in this survey is this: Jesus is the first and greatest being created by God. Mm. So let me say that again. This is the statement. Jesus is the first and greatest being created by God. Now, they surveyed evangelicals, those who are supposed to hold the gospel message the most dear and cherished of any group. And yet 78% of those surveyed, 78%, that's a big number, agreed with that statement.
Wow.
They believe that Jesus is the first and greatest being created by God. Well, if you believe that, the whole gospel message crumbles into nothing. Mm-hmm. If you don't believe that Jesus is God, you've got nothing to hold on to. You
exactly.
have no hope. And that's why it's so vitally important for us as Basic Gospel, as a ministry called Basic Gospel, to hammer this truth, these basic, essential truths. Mm-hmm. Why? Because 78% of people aren't getting it.
Yeah.
Who claim to be Christians, who claim to be the group that defends this gospel message more than any.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to hammer it and hammer it and hammer it. Jesus is God, and if we embrace that and grab a hold of that, everything else is going to fall into place. It's an alarming statistic, isn't it, guys?
It is.
Well, it sure is, Bob. You know, it's so clear from the four Gospels. Jesus says things like, I and the Father are one, and, you know, that he was from the beginning. You look at John 1, he was in the beginning with God. The Word was God. The Word became flesh. You know, just a little study in John's gospel alone would really help a person solidify their understanding of who Jesus is. And why is it important? Well, because Jesus has the authority to forgive sins. Jesus has the authority to save. Jesus is the one we fix our eyes on in terms of salvation and forgiveness and new life. He is the door. He is the gate. And if he is something lesser than God, then he neither has the power or the authority to save. And we can't believe his witness, his testimony. So, you know, this is a central doctrine of Christianity. It is important to know the authority and the power of Jesus Christ, because that same Jesus lives inside of us today, and he is our power over sin, and we have nothing less than the person of God himself dwelling inside of us through Jesus. So, you know, this is not a minor issue. This is a big deal.
It is, and it's interesting that the statement read, the first and greatest, and at least we believe he's the greatest, but putting him in the category of a created being, why would we trust him over any other created being? You know, what would make him more special? But the fact that he is God, he is somebody that we can entrust our very lives to, and that we can receive and live by faith in him in any given circumstance.
Absolutely. Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. Glad you're with us today. And friends, remember Bob Christopher's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. It's found a receptive place in the hearts and lives of people all over the U.S. and Canada. And we want to make sure that people everywhere have the chance to find out, as Bob discovered, how this Christian life is really supposed to work. And to help ensure that, Basic Gospel is making the Kindle and e-versions of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace available for only 99 cents. So if you've been struggling in your daily Christian life, you should read what Bob has written and hear what he has to say in Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. To get your 99-cent electronic copy, go online to basicgospel.net and just click that Simple Gospel, Simply Grace link at the top of the home page. Greg has made it very, very easy for you to make your order. Again, click the Simple Gospel, Simply Grace link at basicgospel.net, and your copy will be on your chosen device in just mere seconds. 99 cents. I can hardly believe it. All right, now, I believe we have open lines. We have calls on the line, and we'll be going to those in just a moment after I give the number once again, because if it is the first half of the 3 p.m. Central Time hour, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear from you. 844-322-2742. Well, guys, we had this call that came in overnight. Let's listen.
So my question for you is, every day, you know, people, they consider going to confessions or whatnot, they have that one sin that, you know, we all have that one sin that we feel is unforgivable. I just wanted to know what your guys' opinion is on that. Are there any unforgivable sins, or are we supposed to feel that way about it? I want to know what your guys' opinion is on that. Thank you.
It's a really, really good question. And there is, you know, for most people, there is one sin that they just can't seem to overcome. They try with all their might, and yet, you know, they keep coming back to God every day and saying, here I am again. I did it again. And wondering if they have crossed a line where they're beyond the reach of God's forgiveness. But is that ever the case, and is there a sin that is unforgivable?
Yeah, well, Bob, there is. I mean, clearly in Matthew 12, Jesus speaks of this. He says, I say to you that any sin and any blasphemy shall be forgiven people, except for blasphemy against the Spirit. That will not be forgiven. So Matthew 12 clearly delineates that there is indeed an unforgivable sin. But the question is, what is that exactly, and can we commit it? Well, as believers, we've already received the Spirit. You know, the Spirit stands at the door and knocks at every human heart. God's desire is that none perish. So there the Spirit is, knocking and requesting that he might come in and give us new life. And there are those who reject the Spirit. There are those who do what was happening in Matthew 12 and what was happening in Jesus' day. They were looking at Christ and saying that he was not the Christ. They were looking at Christ and, in fact, saying that his miracles were a work of Satan. So they were rejecting his identity and rejecting his work. And so as the Holy Spirit was at work, they were denying everything about Jesus in terms of identity and accomplishment. Well, fast forward 2,000 years later, and there are people today that are denying the identity of Jesus and everything about his accomplishment on that cross and resurrection. So, you know, that's what the unforgivable sin is rejecting Jesus and rejecting what he did. Can we commit that sin? No. If we're in Christ, We've already received who he is. We've already received what he's done. So we've got eternal life, and we're living on this side of a new birth, and that can't be undone. So, you know, in terms of the question, I know we've all got sins that we look back on and think they're too big. Well, I like to remember the Bible was written by some people who committed some pretty big sins. Yeah, and, you know,
right.
I mean, Moses killed an Egyptian in rage. He wrote a lot of the Old Testament. And David put a guy on his front lines of his army so that guy would die so he could take that guy's wife. Now, that is not nice. But then Paul killed Christians. So, you know, our sins, we think they're so big, but God has demonstrated time and time again that it's our God who is big. Our sins are small. Our God is big, and he has qualified us. So we are forgiven. There's no exception to that. In Christ, we are totally forgiven people.
And that is good news. Well, we sure appreciate that call. Let's just keep going to our phone lines. We're going to talk with Jeff, who tried to get in yesterday. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hello, guys. How you doing today?
Doing fine. What's on your mind?
Okay. The last couple of weeks, I'm just going to be real candid. I've been trying to stop drinking and smoking, and I feel like I'm just getting lost in this blurred zone between not doing those things because I know God loves me, and the other side, not doing those things because I know I'm not supposed to. And I feel like my obedience and trying to quit sometimes becomes so overwhelming that it's more of a distraction than those actual things in themselves. And I'm just trying to figure out how I can get some motivation and continue to be obedient, but not from a works point of view, but obedient out of love for God, and kind of the difference between those two.
Well, Jeff, that's just an outstanding question.
Yeah.
And it really, I think centers on the struggle that most of us have. How do we move forward? How do we break free from some sinful habits? How do we do that? And I think you are starting to kind of figure that out, and you're asking a very, very good question. And I think you have to start with what is true. What is true about God? What is true about Jesus and what he's accomplished for you? And how does that translate to you? And so your sins are forgiven. If you're in Christ, you are a forgiven person. You have been declared righteous. So, you know, letting go of drinking and smoking isn't something that's going to increase your status as far as your relationship with God is concerned. He's already declared you to be righteous. So it's from that place of rest that you can begin to tackle these issues. And that's the first thing, is to make sure that you're at rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ, and that you know that Jesus Christ is the one that now lives in you. So, Jeff, do you know those things to be true as far as your relationship with God is concerned, that your sins have been forgiven, you are a forgiven person, you've been declared righteous, and Jesus Christ is alive living in you?
Yes, I know those things to be true.
Okay.
I guess it's the battle of constantly reminding myself that God, I guess, is not mad at me when I slip up. And I know I'm supposed to, you know, be a good witness, and those things hurt my witness. So I'm trying to stop them. I'm starting to think that, you know, it all should come from a place of love and not a works-based obedience. But sometimes it's just difficult to tell myself and, you know, believe that.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, you know, everything that you said there in terms of the beginning of your question, I mean, every reason you gave was a good reason to avoid addiction to alcohol. You talked about, you know, God's vantage point and God's thoughts, and then you said, but also I say no to these things because they're bad for me. Well, that's God reasoning with you as well. I mean, if something's not good for you, the Holy Spirit's going to let you know that. And so I wouldn't look at those two different reasons for stopping. I wouldn't look at those as enemy ideas. They're not two ideas that are in opposition to one another, but instead, you know, it reminds me of Romans 6. Romans 6 gives both reasons. It says, you've died to sin. How can you live in it any longer? That means you've got that new heart. You've got new desires at the core of your being. And then it goes on to say, what benefit are we deriving from the things of which we're now ashamed? The outcome of those things is death. Meaning, what benefit, what outcome did we have before we met Jesus? Was there anything good in being addicted to alcohol? No. What benefit, what outcome was there? So all of these reasons to stop are Spirit-led, Spirit-given, Christ-inspired, and I think you've got a good head on your shoulders. I think you've got the wisdom of God, and you're seeking His counsel, and I wouldn't overanalyze it one bit. I would just listen to all the great reasons to not be addicted to a substance, and instead just wake up every day and trust Christ to be the reason that you've been drinking too much. Are you looking for peace and rest and a vacation from problems? Well, let Jesus be that peace. Let Jesus be that rest. Let Jesus be your everything.
Does that make sense, Jeff?
Yeah, that makes plenty of sense. I appreciate that.
Well, let me do this for you as well. Let me put you on hold, and I want to send you a copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. And we talk about that, what you're going through right now in the book, and I think it will be a big help to you, okay?
Okay, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You hang on, Jeff. Thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it.
Well, since you mentioned Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, fill the listeners in on that special, the thing that we got going on right now.
Well, it's 99 cents for the Kindle version, the electronic version. It's just a great way just to spend a dollar and get a valuable resource, something that is going to teach you how the Christian life is really supposed to work.
I have two paperback copies, but I could not resist paying 99 cents to get the electronic copy.
That's
so
right.
I did it myself.
And the great thing about about Amazon, if you have people that you want to reach out to, you can actually buy multiple copies, mm-hmm. and you can put the email address of a friend, and you can send a copy to them as a gift.
Pretty cool.
And so it's a great way to spread the word, but that's available at Amazon. You can go to our website, basicgospel.net, just click the Simply Grace icon, and it will take you right to Amazon to purchase it for 99 cents.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bob.
Well, let's go back to our phone lines. We're going to go to Brad from O'Fallon. Hi, Brad.
Well, I tell you what. I wish Andrew and you and Richard and Bob could see me right now. I'm actually jumping for joy at what I've heard so far on the program.
Well, don't hurt yourself.
That's right.
I bounce well. But,
okay, good.
You know, I called in because I really do believe that people that are listening, sometimes, you know, it's good to have comments like I'm going to say so they can hear from other than, you know, you guys. And you guys are wonderful. But I will tell people that are listening, in 1987, I came to this message and was delivered from a lot of legalism and other things like that. But one thing I've noticed, and you guys have too, I have a gift of exhortation and encouragement. But the reason that that gift has flourished is because of the truth that I've learned from Basic Gospel and Andrew Farley Ministry. And it doesn't stop. I'm so pumped and so encouraged about these two ministries. And I've grown. I continue to grow. And that I will be praying for Jeff, who was on. Mm. And listen, I haven't always known what I know, but I guarantee you I'm very much aware of the real truth, and those 73% of evangelicals who are believing that Jesus was just one of God's creations.
That's an unbelievable statistic, and
they're not being told the truth like I'm being told the truth. And everybody, I just encourage you. I'm 70 years old. I'm an old guy, but I tell you what, I am one very excited guy, because these ministries that you're listening to will tell you the truth. You will grow in grace. And Jeff, I have overcome some pretty nasty sins, and they were a struggle, but just hang in there and continue to listen to the truth and grow in grace. And brother, one of these days you'll wake up and say, thank you, Jesus, that I'm away from these things. And I love you guys.
Well, Brad, thanks. As always, for your encouraging comments, we greatly appreciate it. And this phrase, perpetual novelty, Jesus is a perpetual novelty to you, and you can just tell it in your voice and your enthusiasm. So thanks for calling. Well, let's go to Larry, who's listening to us in Fort Worth, Texas. Hi, Larry.
Larry.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well, thanks.
I just had a question about a couple verses of the biggest one. I read this this morning. I didn't really have time to research or study because I was about to go to work. But in Hebrews chapter 12, 16 and 17, and it talks about references Esau and talks about giving up his blessing for a piece of meat. And it almost sounds like they're talking about backsliding. Something I read, somebody said, well, they're talking to the Hebrews and it's more about apostasy. But I had a question as to what exactly those verses meant, and then a question about the verse in, I think it's Matthew, where Jesus talks about if your hand offends you and your eye offends you, pluck them out. And I guess just some questions about those verses to get some clarification on what those might mean.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you know, we're looking in Hebrews 12. You've got two very good questions, and I think we'll have to keep each answer brief here. But Hebrews 12, indeed, it's written to Hebrews, of course. And so you've got Jewish people who are on the fence, and they're not sure about the identity of Christ. Many of them are flirting with the idea that Jesus is Messiah, but they haven't made up their minds. But much like the survey we're talking about today, you know, they were uncertain about the identity of Jesus. And so the author of Hebrews says, see to it that no one falls short of the grace of God. Well, what does it mean to fall short of the grace of God? You were almost there. You were almost under the grace of God. You were almost saved by the grace of God. You were almost protected by the grace of God. But you decided to fall short of that grace of God and instead do what? Go back to the Jewish temple and look for forgiveness and look for righteousness and try to get right and stay right with God through temple works. And so that's what's at stake here. So when he talks about Esau selling his inheritance rights, well, think about that. My goodness, Israel had rights. They had the lineage and the heritage. Jesus came through, and yet they rejected him. So that's what that's about, my friend. I hope that clarifies for you. And as far as Jesus magnifying the law, he did that in cut off your hand, pluck out your eye, a magnification of the law. But thank God we're not under the law. We're under grace.
Well, Larry, thanks for your call today. We're out of time,
yes,
and we would love to send you a copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace as well. If you will hold the line, we'll get your information and put that in the mail to you.
Yeah.
Bob Davis, take it away.
Well, friends, if you have that question, are you struggling with your Christian life and wondering why it's not working for you? Well, to help answer that question, we've reduced the Kindle and all electronic versions of Bob's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, as we've said, to only 99 cents. And you can get your copy right now. It's very easy to order, and you'll have it within mere seconds. Here's how. Visit basicgospel.net and then click the Simple Gospel, Simply Grace link at the top of the home page. That will take you to the Amazon.com page where you can make that particular order. So if you're serious about your Christian life and why it isn't working for you, you can't afford not to spend 99 cents to get your electronic copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Again, just click that link at basicgospel.net and your copy will be on your chosen device in just a few seconds. And now is a good time while you're thinking about it. Remember, too, if you have a question between now and our next broadcast, use our 24-hour listener line, 844-322-2742, to record your question, and we'll talk about it on the air. Again, that's 844-322-2742, or drop an email to bob@basicgospel.net. Well, thanks for being with us today, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper, for Andrew Farley, and all the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow at the same time for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.